This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So what was I saying about Bidenomics and Christmas time and the previous hour? Well, folks, it looks like, according to the latest polls, the economic confidence has once again fallen. I think it fell in September. Now it's fallen in October. We'll give you the details. And, of course, that means Bidenomics is not working. That's just the long and the short of it. And why anybody in their right mind would want to put up a big banner next to Joe Biden that says Bidenomics is beyond me. It's just beyond me. Welcome to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. A great pleasure to be with you this morning. You have found the news, the place, I should say, for news and politics overnight in America. That's our job. We love it. And we're glad that you're coming along with us. We're broadcasting live on this Tuesday morning from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station of AM 860, The Answer, by way of Southern California, of course. And we're broadcasting out to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country and, of course, via satellite up on the GCN network. Now, if you want to listen on a live stream, you can do that very easily by going to GCNlive.com. That's GCNlive.com, and you'll find all of their live streams going on there right now. You can listen to the program wherever you are, on your phone, on your computer, whatever you need, and you just tune on in, GCNlive.com. Now, to everybody working in the overnights across America, we want to give you a special shout out for everything that you're doing. We're glad that you're spending some time with us here on the radio this morning. And I also want to let you know, as I was mentioning in hour number one, but we've got some great friends joining us this hour, by the way. Like, for example, if you're listening on 101.5 KDON in Las Vegas, KDON is the talk of Las Vegas, and we're glad to be broadcasting out to our friends in Las Vegas and the surrounding areas. We heard from Henderson just the other night, and so glad that you're on board with us. Also, if you're listening up in Atlanta, Georgia, AM 920, The Answer, welcome to you. And we'll do some more shout-outs here for affiliates as we go through the program as well. Always love to do that. Say a special good morning to you. And I want to let you know, as I was mentioning in hour number one, that we're a couple of things are changing behind the scenes for the show. And we've, of course, been telling you about this. So tonight we won't be taking your live telephone calls, but you're welcome to go over to my home website, my podcast website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And you can use the Send Kyle a Direct Message link to send me a direct message during the broadcast. We'll see it. We'll hopefully be able to comment on it and basically try to interact with you in that regard as we get these things behind the scenes, as I was saying, situated all together, and we'll be able to resume with our live telephone calls. Our call-in number, by the way, will be changing as well. We're getting a brand-new phone number for the program, and I think it's going to work out just fine. So we'll have more information for you on that about the next day or so. You can follow me on Twitter, by the way, at Kyle Warren Show. We're posting updates there as well, so that's at Kyle Warren Show on Twitter. Pardon me, did I say Twitter? I said Twitter. I meant X. I think I said Twitter. It's just a force of habit that I said Twitter. But I do mean X. Okay, so for X users, go over to X. and we're at Kyle Warren Show. Okay, so as I said, our call-in number is going to be changing, but don't worry, folks. This is all part of the evolution, and we're very excited. We're incredibly excited about what's happening here for the program. We're hearing from a lot of people. We're hearing from a lot of people through the direct message, through email, and so forth. So, again, I'm just really thankful to you because the reason we do the show is because of you, the listeners out there, and we really love to get that interaction. And last hour, we played Eric Clapton, Pretending, a great sort of lost song from Eric Clapton. He just, as I said, he had so many different records. Don't get me started because I will just keep going about that if I have the chance to do it. But this upcoming hour here for the Trucker Highway and Byway Report, we've got a great song. It's going to be a surprise. It's probably not what you expect. So I'm just going to say that, but I think you'll love it. So again, we're incredibly excited about this. Thanks for the messages of encouragement and the positivity that you're sending. And thanks for sticking with us. You know, we really appreciate it. It really absolutely means the world. And as you can hear me, these are my papers and notes. I probably hear that on the mic. But consumer spending, folks, the confidence falls in October. This from Rasmussen. The economic confidence decreased to 90.7. In this month's Rasmussen Reports Economic Index, nearly 6 points lower than it was in September. Enthusiasm about the economy, get this, folks, this is the whole reason I want to tell you about this. Enthusiasm about the economy surged under former President Donald Trump, reaching as high as 147.8. In January 2020, just before tumbling after the coronavirus lockdown threw Americans out of work and closed many businesses. By November 2020, it had recovered to 126.4, but dropped sharply after President Joe Biden was elected. The index fell to 97.8 in February of 2021 before beginning a three-month rebound that took the index to 123.7 in May 2021. A lot of numbers there, but I think right now, what is it again? It's 90.7, all right? It's 90.7. And Bidenomics? No, I don't think so. I don't think that that's really helping. I don't think people feel better. I think consumer spending is going to continue to take a huge hit, and consumer confidence as well, obviously. So, unfortunately, that's kind of where we're headed here. And that's not a good thing. But if you notice, with the policies that were in place in the previous administration under Donald Trump, you know, this is what the GOP needs to build on. Not only Trump to build on, but the GOP overall should build on. Because people really do care about this stuff, and we care about it. And we also care about coming back from this next quick timeout, folks. Kyle Warren with you. Don't forget, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. Send me a direct message. We love to hear from you. Stay right there.
But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
Third Watch. Come on now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Extend your life with the Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Yes, what a night, what a morning, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you as we race across your radio dial this morning here on the program. Don't forget, if you want to send me a direct message this morning, head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com. Click on the link to send Kyle a direct message, and we sure do appreciate that as well. Also, social media's over there, Facebook and X. I almost said Twitter again, but it's X. And you have to say it like that, too. otherwise, I don't know. I mean, something's wrong with that. But at any rate, folks, once again, welcome back to the show. We're going to be talking with Denise Simon here in just a little bit, just a little over half an hour or so. We'll have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. She's going to be joining us. I can't wait to hear what she has to say about the latest developments going on. We had a great discussion for the Monday edition, and I'm sure this morning will be no different. Then coming up in hour number four, we've got U.S. Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and he's going to give us his insight, obviously, on the operations going on in Israel and Gaza, but also, of course, the big perspective of what's happening with China and Russia and all things political as well. So we definitely want to stick around for Denise and also for Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, because we're just going to we're going to light it up with all this stuff this morning, and we're glad that you're with us, that we're glad that you're along for the ride. Well, this from the Jerusalem Post, everybody. Iran could launch preemptive strike on Israel through proxies. This according to a foreign minister's warning to their foreign minister. Iranian foreign minister has warned on Monday evening that the country's proxies around the Middle East could launch preemptive strikes on Israel, quote, in the coming hours. This is from, again, the Jerusalem Post. It was published about, or so, according to this story, about 8 hours ago. in the coming hours, any preemptive action against the Zionist regime is conceivable, said the foreign minister while referencing his recent meeting with Hezbollah Secretary General Hassan Nasrallah in an interview with Iranian television. We mentioned that first hour that, yes, evidently the Iranian foreign minister had traveled to Qatar to speak with the Hamas leader there. So there's really no connection. There's nothing to see here. Just move on. It's not a big deal. Well, of course, it is a big deal because obviously, and oh, there was something else too. Let me find this here real quick because I saw this during the break. Something about there's going to be a huge. Yeah, here we go. Iran's foreign minister, also the same guy, threatens Israel to stop Gaza attacks or they will, quote, endure a, quote, huge earthquake, unquote. From Politico, Iran's foreign minister on Saturday called on Israel to stop its attacks on Gaza, warning that the war might expand to other parts of the Middle East if Hezbollah joins the battle, and that would make Israel, quote, suffer a, quote, huge earthquake, unquote. Hezbollah, evidently, Israel considers, rather, Hezbollah its most serious imminent threat, estimating that it has some 150,000 rockets and missiles, including precision-guided missiles that can hit anywhere in Israel. That is a major consideration. Whereas most of these rocket attacks are based on launching a bunch of rockets that fly through the air and then sort of come down wherever they come down, having precision-guided munitions or precision-guided missiles would be a real game-changer. The Iron Dome can take just so much before it gets overwhelmed, and we saw that exact thing begin to happen, and happened, actually, in the original attack just recently by Hamas, their original operation. And that's how you fight wars to begin with, or defeat systems, defense systems, is typically by attrition. And we saw that very thing on display. Back to the Newsweek article, again, in the coming hours, any preemptive strike against the Zionist regime is conceivable. And he goes on to say the leaders of the resistance will not allow the Zionist regime to do whatever it wants in Gaza and then go to other fronts of the resistance. Now, let me get this straight. Just hold the horses for a minute. Let me get this straight. The leaders of the resistance are not going to allow the, quote, Zionist regime to do whatever it wants in Gaza? Well, it looks like Gaza, the Hamas terrorist organization, came across from Gaza and did do exactly what it wanted to do. And I think it's important to point out, and again, I don't want to get too over-the-top sort of down on this, but what they did was an exact representation of what they want to do to Israel overall. This wasn't a massacre or an attack, as it's also being called, but it is truly a massacre, as we pointed out. They didn't just do this in order to sort of send a message and say, look, Israel, you've got to get really serious about this two-state system. And if you don't get really serious about this system really, really fast, and if you don't negotiate, if you don't give up a little more territory here, a little more territory there, and stop those settlements over here, and don't plan to do settlements over there, you know, it's going to get worse. Well, that's not what the message was at all. Am I right? I think I'm right about that. That's not what the message was at all. The message was, this is what we want to do to Israel. This is what we want to do to the Jewish people. This is what we're going to do to anybody who supports Israel, who understands the territorial boundaries of Israel. And as I mentioned before, it's not the size of Israel that is at issue with the terrorist organizations hell-bent on destroying Israel. It's not the size. It is the existence of Israel. And when we say that in this modern time, in 2023, for goodness sake, we say that in this modern time, it is so difficult to stomach, it is so difficult to comprehend that you really do have organizations that do this. When the pullout of Afghanistan occurred, the Taliban took over. Obviously, they grew strong on all the material that we left behind there, all the military equipment and so forth. And what do? They immediately started subjugating the women and girls. They immediately began to impose the medieval societal restrictions, that's putting it mildly. But they went ahead and did this. And again, we're living in we're living in the 21st century, modern times. And you'd look back on it and say you went 150 or 200 years in the future and it was a science fiction thing. And you look back and you say, yeah, way back in the early 21st century, they still had this happening, but yet they eradicated it eventually. And that was a good thing. And then we all lived in peace and harmony. I mean, you would tell a story like that to try to express just how terrible what we're seeing, what our with our modern day eyes are looking at. And it's a very, very, very powerful thing. So here comes again the Iranian foreign minister saying that there's going to be all this sort of hell to pay. Foreign minister claimed as well that Iran, quote, does not give orders, unquote, to the Iran-backed militias and terrorist groups throughout the region, which make up what they refer to as the Axis of Resistance. They got all these wonderful little terms, don't they? Well, we know that there's an Axis of Evil. This is something George W. Bush had talked about, right? But there's been an evolution of that as well. And there's been a reiteration of that. So we've got Russia, we've got Iran, right? And, of course, we also have China. We have North Korea. It's been called Axis of Evil and this kind of thing. I've often referred to it as an unholy alliance. They have a definite agenda. They believe that they can scratch each other's backs, and it's all going to work out just fine as long as they keep the pressure up and as long as they keep trading information and trading material and sort of going towards these goals. What's Iran's goal? Iran wants to push Israel into the ocean. They think if they can just accomplish it, and I'll just sort of lay this out here, they think if they can just accomplish it, that others will simply fall in line. The rest of the Arab world will sort of go, okay, well, you know, we weren't trying to make that happen, but now that it's happened, it's just the way the world is. And I think they honestly believe in Tehran that people will just, in the greater Arab world, will simply sort of fall in line with that and say, well, it is what it is now. China's looking for the perfect opportunity to reunify with Taiwan from their perspective. Russia wants Ukraine. It goes on and on and on. And so, folks, it's got to stop at some point. All right, folks, stay right there because we're here. The music coming up, which means we're heading to a quick break for the bottom of the hour. When we come back, there is much more to tell you about. So don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S.
USA News Update. After being stranded in Israel, hundreds of Americans have successfully returned to the United States. A plane transporting 270 evacuees touched down at Tampa International Airport last night, all thanks to Project Dynamo and its founder, Brian Stern.
These are American citizens. I don't care if they're Jewish or Christian or Muslim. We rescued everybody.
The judge has imposed a narrow gag order on Donald Trump in his federal election interference case. This order forbids all involved parties from publicly targeting special counsel Jack Smith, his team, court personnel, and the potential witnesses. However, the federal judge opted not to impose restrictions on disparaging the Justice Department as a whole. LinkedIn is set to let go around 700 employees, affecting the engineering department with additional reductions in finance attributed to the challenging economic climate. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let's listen to what he says about Joe Biden.
He talked about the idea. Is
this really projecting how
America sends something or somebody abroad at a time like this is to project power. That's why we send aircraft carriers into the Eastern Mediterranean. We're not sending the SS Minnow. We are sending an aircraft carrier. When the president goes abroad, it needs to be a visible, emotional, stern lesson to Iran, to Hezbollah, to Hamas. Don't mess with America. Anybody have confidence that Joe Biden arriving there is going to be the projection for power? Iran, no. If Joe Biden goes, and I'm also worried about just Israel being there, with all due respect, Israel is planning for a war. Joe Biden being there, what does Israel get from that? I just worry that this is an intervention that's just really embarrassing. What reason? I don't know. Israel is accomplishing a war. Joe Biden being there, what does Israel
have? I think it makes a pretty good point. We've got Joe Biden, who hasn't projected his power. For some reason, we keep having these kinds of relations and discussions with Iran. Does it just boil down to who hasn't projected? I don't think it really does. I'm just sort of asking this rhetorically. Does it just boil down to the idea that we need to get an Iran nuclear deal? And Trump came in, and Trump got out of the nuclear deal with Iran. And they're sort of almost, sort of thumbing their nose at us. You're not going to get us. They're in this area, so they can also distribute the oil, by the way. That's why the Yanyanyanya, you're not going to get us. Their need here is to find a way to project that power, to find a way to curtail those abilities. That's why the Yanyanyanya, because one bunker buster is going to solve that problem. Go a long way to stopping a laboratory and whatnot. And overall, it's going to be very, very difficult, I think, to contain Iran and go further than it gets down the road. And that might turn into something that Joe Biden, I don't know how much time he spends dealing with this, but I think they're spending their time dealing with climate change and battery operated cars and stuff like that. And whether or not, social issues are being addressed, climate change, you can address all that stuff, and it does get addressed, but you also have to worry, and job number one is protect the people of the United States of America. That's job number one. It does get addressed, the president, but you also have to worry, and the law is going to stop. Job number one, but at a time like this, when it's in America, this dice is number one, and this major operation that occurred, could be a precursor to the hospital service. What is it? It rallies the troops when it's of Russia in terms of this government's there. It rallies the troops. It rallies the troops to say, hey, anything's possible. And America really can't do anything about it. And Hamas has their hostages. And on and on it goes. It rallies the troops to say, hey, anything's possible. And America really can't do anything about it.
Will have anything to do with anything. Who knows?
Yes, he could accomplish a lot more by being president. Just kind of doing president stuff. Just doing president stuff. Folks, stay right there. Yes, we've got a lot more. We've got our second Trucker Highway 5-way report coming up. Don't go anywhere.
I came down because there was some continuous fear.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
A little Genesis bringing us back in here for segment four of hour number two. Glad to be with you. Kyle Warren with you. Don't forget, you can head over to my home website at kylewarrenshow.com this morning. We're getting some things taken care of behind the scenes for our listener lines, and we're going to have that all in shape as we move through about the middle of the week this week. But we do want to hear from you. Head over to kylewarrenshow.com and send me a direct message. You can also follow me on Twitter for updates as well. All right. Well, once again, folks, here in just a little bit, we'll be talking with our good friend Denise Simon from Founders Co. Here in the other half of this segment. But of course, we've made it to our second Trucker Highway and Byway report of the morning. Here's a little Brooks and Dunn to get us started off here. Little Red Dirt Road.
I was raised on Route 3, out past where the blacktop ends. We walked to church on Sunday morning, raced barefoot back to Johnson's fence. That's where I first saw Mary on that roadside picking blackberries. Last summer I turned a corner in my soul down the center road. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners and believers. Learned that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I heard, I come to know there's life in hope in that red dirt road. Daddy didn't like me much. Shackled up GTO. I'd sneak out in the middle of the night, throw rocks at her bedroom window. We'd turn out the headlights, drive by the moonlight, talk about what the future might hold down that red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners and believers. Learned that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I come to know there's life in hope of that red dirt road.
All right, a little Bricks and Dunn. That is a great record. I'll tell you that much. That's a great record. What a great sound, and just a great song from Brooks and Dunn this morning. I've taken us into the Trucker Highway and Byway Report, and we've got some more to tell you about. We still continue to see a pretty quiet map out there on the whole. We continue to see some rain in the Pacific Northwest and northern Idaho this hour, especially this is going to be a little bit southeast and almost directly south of Walla Walla. And, of course, if you're in Walla Walla, you're probably listening on KUJ 1420 AM and 98.7 AM there in Walla Walla. So we're glad that that you're there with us. You got a little bit of rain, looks like, to your south. And it might be heading your direction. At least that's what it looks like on the radar. Then in northern Idaho this morning, if you're coming down I-90, if you're going through Coeur d'Alene, down through Osborne, on your way, and it clears up a little bit as you head over to Superior in Montana on your way to Missoula, you've definitely got rain coming across I-90. So that also means if you're in the higher elevations there, depending, it looks like right now, let's check the temperature here in Coeur d'Alene. Right now it's 54 degrees in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. So hopefully it's not super cold in the higher elevations, but when it does get cold, that rain, it won't be rain anymore. It will be snow. So you want to be aware of that. That's the precipitation that we're seeing out there on the radar map. We do continue with some of those high winds in northern Montana, high winds around Cheyenne, Wyoming, up towards Laramie, and then on up towards Elk Mountain on your way to Rawlins on I-80. Frost advisory in eastern Kansas, northern Missouri, frost advisory there. Also in Wisconsin, frost advisory going on, and something else just popped up for locally dense fog affecting portions of northwestern Wisconsin. So if you're up near Ashland, looks like Duluth, Minnesota, it's not going to stretch over quite as far as that, but definitely from Nielsville, up through Ashland, up to the lake up there, you've definitely got that fog that can happen. And it looks like, let's see, is it going to go on down towards, yeah, it's going to also head on down towards Dubuque, so you want to be aware of that. All right, let me see here. We got Let's see, I thought there might be one more little thing to tell you about. But I think that kind of starts to cover it here, folks. Oh, well, we do have, well, let's see here. Over in Southern California, out near Riverside and Temecula, we definitely have a heat advisory. It was pretty warm today here in the Southland, and we definitely... the temperatures were climbing, so I don't doubt it. Heat advisory, 95 to 99 degrees out in the Riverside area, there in Southern California. And that would be, of course, going along Interstate 10. Also, if you're out near the 15, heading on up towards Victorville, you could have some pretty high temperatures as we go through Tuesday. All right. Without further ado, let's bring in Denise Simon. I believe I hear her right there. Denise, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you. It is Tuesday. We are live again. Boy, doesn't it feel great to be live again on the radio? It does.
Yeah, in an interesting moment in the world history, too.
That's exactly right. And we are here, and you are here to help navigate us all through it. Well, this morning here on the program, Denise, and don't forget, folks, you can find Denise Simon at founderscode.com, also the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Well, Denise, what do you think of some of these latest developments? The U.S. is looking to get some 2,000 troops prepared to potentially deploy to Israel. Do we know more about that?
Yeah, a little bit, and there's 2,000 behind that. Now, we do have some troops there. We always have troops in Israel. But it appears to me that, and there's the Marine 25th Expeditionary Unit, that is also going into theater as well. So this tells us that there is something brewing that is much bigger than we're being told. Not only is Biden going to Israel on Wednesday and then on to Jordan, which is a Palestinian thing, but the commander at CENTCOM is also traveling to Israel. And I think he leaves today. So there's something brewing that's much bigger, and I don't know whether it is Iran and what they're going to do with that instigator of all of this, or if it has to do with the Palestinians, or both.
Well, can I ask you, because when you're talking about the idea of dealing with Iran, it would seem to me that maybe one of the first things that they would consider would be like missile strikes, you know, these kinds of things. But are you kind of intimating here that they may be wanting to put troops into the Gaza area, perhaps to look for these U.S. hostages that are there?
The 2,000 that are going are non-combat. So that tells me that they're really going for, when you put two carrier groups into theater, those carrier groups actually need ground operations as well from a communication standpoint. They're almost kind of like spotters. But beyond that, the USS Ford, which is the most advanced carrier group we have, has got some very extraordinary technologies aboard. And I think that there are certain things that the United States has when it comes to military technologies that Israel doesn't have, and we don't want to hand it off to them. So we wouldn't necessarily have those 2,000 be the other piece of ground operations that communicates with the carrier groups.
Very interesting indeed. I tell you what, Denise Simon, hold the phone there real quick because we're going to hit to the top of the hour. We're going to hear our local news and top of the hour news. And when we come back, folks, we'll have more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. A lot more to talk about on the other side. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.